because donkey is selfish, period. There is me and the rest of the universe. This is how the donkey thinks, right? So, he was brought to the place, but because there has been a week that there was no food, no hunting, the lion couldn't hunt very good, so he ran away, right? Now, the fox is back to cheat the donkey again. And we know it will happen. Why? Because that's the meaning of the ass, the donkey. In our language, it means stupid. Period. And it's a stupid tree because it's extremely selfish, right? Within this story, we are watching the other stuff as well. And we passed from some examples about something else here. Because we are talking about what? We are talking about some hidden stuff in here which will come out and will work out, and we call it subconscious or unconscious or whatever you may call it. That will come out and blah, 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 blah. So what? He said, no. First of all, let me talk about that privacy of the animals. Yes, the animals, they have privacy. Human being cannot have privacy. Will not. Because we are expressive, and we are supposed to, and we are supposed to bring out whatever it is in me, in we, because that's where the action is really is happening, right? So, he said, listen. When it comes to the human beings, there are people who could look at you and know what's in you and why that stuff is in you and how did it happen to your grandfathers before you being born even. Yes. Why? Let's go back to that logic stuff. That logic is not wrong. Logic is there. Everything is happening because everything will react with the other stuff which is close to blood and how. That's what culture is. Culture is something which is cultured in me by we. This is the trick. And this is not a hidden stuff. This is something that we could see it. Right? Now, today, another story. Yes, you.
The story of the disciple of whose greediness and secret thoughts his shape became aware. He admonished him at this time, and in the course of his admonition, bestowed on him by divine command the food of trust in God.
Means what? An explanation. He was talking about, before going back to the subject of the donkey and blah, 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 we have some other explanation. And this is the subject that we left last time was this. Here, Rumi wants to explain that, listen, this trick I told you, somehow you didn't like it. I said there are some people, they have some special glasses and they see inside you. How did you feel? Bad. Because this is how you are. It looks negative to you. Guess what? It's positive to you. Because if there were not because of these people, nobody could really give you a good advice. They see you inside and they give you the best advice. So this is not a difficulty for a human being. This is a possibility, because this is the way that this agriculture will grow. Yes.
The sheikh, accompanied by a disciple, was going without not delay toward a certain town where bread was scarce. And the dread of hunger and famine was continually presenting itself to the disciples' mind on account of his heedlessness. The sheikh was aware and acquainted with his secret thoughts, and he said to him, "How long will you remain in torment?
You are consumed." Okay. What did you learn? What is this? You started with some simple stuff that for you now is not understandable, it's not even magic. Yes, they are hungry. It's a long time they didn't have good food. They're approaching a city. I mean, here, there is a famine. There is not so much promise. So we are approaching the city. What is this guy thinking about? Food, hunger, only, right? And I hope you remember, because the last paragraph that we were talking about last time, he talked about this hunger and said, you don't know how good hunger is. Because the joy of eating depends on the hunger. If you're not hungry, you will never have the joy. The hunger is the motivation to kick you out somehow, to move and go and find something to eat, right? So it's not bad. Here, the sheikh will see it in the guy and starts to ask him that, for how long you want to go on like this? Yes.
You are consumed because of your craving for bread. You have closed the eye of self-denial and trust in God. Mm-hmm. You are not of the honored favorites that you should be kept without walnuts and raisins. Hunger is the daily bread of the souls of God's elect. How is it amenable to a beggarly fool like you?
Aha. Uh-huh. This is something that when Rumi is saying it in this poetic language, yes, it is in this book, blah, 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 so you listen. But normally, outside, if somebody will tell you this, what do you think? He's saying that, hey, hunger is a good gift of God to good people. It will not be given to you. The real hunger is a gift. Now what do you think? Listen what he's saying. He's explaining that at another level that I'm looking at it. This is what it is. Because hunger is the daily bread of the souls of God elect. Why? Why? This is what he was talking about. He said, hunger is motivation. All animals are motivated and they do all this stuff they do because of what? Because of hunger. And that's doing the same to you, doesn't it? Whatever you're thinking and you're arguing about, give me 4 hours. After 4 hours, you put them all aside because you beg for a hamburger because you're hungry. That's what it is. This is not something that we don't say there is or there is not. We know hunger is real, but hunger could be good. Hunger is not negative. Why do you say it's negative? Because when the hunger is here, you cannot relax. You cannot do whatever you like to do. That's why. So learn the opposite side. Yes.
Be at ease. You're not of those, so that you should tarry without bread in this kitchen. There are always bowls on bowls and loaves on loaves for these vulgar belly gods.
This is another kind of explanation. And if you pay attention, this boat explanation is valid today. Now, right away, there are a group of people who think that we are miserable, we are going to die out of hunger, there is no enough food, and blah, 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 blah. And there is a group of people who will say, we are eating too much, we are using too much, and it's too much. And both are correct, yes. Because, as I said, hunger could be the problem and could be the motivation to do something about it. By itself, hunger is hunger. Period. Yes?
When he dies, the friend comes forward saying, oh, you, who did kill yourself for fear of having no food? You're gone, the bread is still there. Arise and take it, oh, you who did kill yourself in agony. Listen, put trust in God, and do not let your feet and hands tremble. Your daily bread is more in love with you than you with death.
Read it again, please.
Listen, put trust in God, and do not let your feet and hands tremble. Your daily bread is more in love with you than you with it.
Mm-hmm. A very romantic explanation. Why did it bring in your brain this? You? Anyone? Don't you remember? Oh, book two. You said, the thirsty fellow, if the thirsty fellow are looking for water to drink, the water is looking for thirsty people. Here, exactly the same explanation, another way. That, hey, this is stuff that you think is negative is positive. What is this argument? Logically, it's not like that, right? It's illogical. But it's correct. Why? Because if you look around, you will see that everything is dealing with everything. Everything is happening together, and this is how the universe is working. Everything needs the other stuff that will complete this. So, as much as I need the hunger, hunger needs me. Everything is like that. The coin has two sides. We call them the opposite sides. What is their opposition? Do they ever fight to each other? No. Do they dislike each other? No. Do they like to run away from each other? No. They're the best friends. They depend on each other. They are one with each other. It's one coin only. We make this side and that side. We will decide for good and bad. And unknowingly we do it. Selfishly we do it. Everything has good side and bad side. The best example you remember in book two. He said, let me talk about knife. Is it good or bad? Which one of you dare to say it's bad? Because tonight, for cooking or for eating, you need the knife, don't you? In the hand of a killer, knife is... It depends on the hand that this knife is in it. This knife is in a hand, and that hand is going to cut the skin of the hand of someone. Is it good or bad? You tell me. These are the doctors and they are operating on the fellow. So is it good or bad? Knife is no good or bad. It's instrument, right? If you understand it correctly, a lot of this natural stuff in you are just the instruments. It depends what do you do with it.